There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you. Here you are at last. Free yourself from past and walk into the new. Be guided by what's true.
Chapter number 21, Luke, New Testament Bible, verse number 25 till 36. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of the nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see, and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of heaven is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation will not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of the world, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as snares shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. That's a teaching from Bible describing times that are about to come. There would be upheaval in the sky. There would be upheaval in the oceans, on the earth. Men will tremble with fear. And during such a time, know that the kingdom of heaven is about to come. The kingdom of heaven will come, but before that kingdom, a great disturbance, a great upheaval will take place on the face of this planet. Baba often reminds us that this is the time of transformation. There are two periods in the world cycle where there would be a great change, Ardha Vinash and Purna Vinash. The first destruction that happens is between Silver Age and starting of copper age. They call it Ardhavinash, half, and the Purnavinash. They call before the between Iron Age and Golden Age, where there would be total transformation. This concept of destruction is almost there in all the philosophies of the world. And this will come. And when it will come, it will be sudden. Bible says, the day of the judgment would come like a thief. It will be sudden. There would not be any pre-announcement. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba had said, just as you came in Gyan suddenly, did you know the day when you were about to come in Gyan? No, you had no idea. So in the similar manner, the same thing will happen here as well. This one Avyakta Murli, where Baba has talked in detail about the great destruction. 23rd February 1997. विनाश होना है अचानक पूछकर नहीं आएगा कि हाँ तैयार हो सब अचानक होना है आप लोग भी ब्राह्मण कैसे बने अचानक ही संदेश मिला प्रदर्शनी देखी संबंध संपर्क हुआ बदल गए क्या सोचा था कि इस तारीख को ब्राह्मण बनेंगे अचानक हो गया तो परिवर्तन भी अचानक होना है आपको पहले माया और ही अलबेला बनाएगी सोचेंगे हमने तो 2000 सोचा था वह भी पूरा हो गया अभी तो थोड़ा रेस्ट कर लो पहले माया अपना जादू फैलाएगी अलबेला बनाएगी किसी भी बात में चाहे सेवा में चाहे योग में चाहे धारणा में चाहे संबंध संपर्क में यह तो चलता ही है यह तो होता ही है ऐसे पहले माया अलबेला बनाने की कोशिश करेगी फिर अचानक विनाश होगा स्वभाव ऐसे माया विल मेक यू केयरलेस एंड स्लॉथफुल before the great destruction happens. The destruction will not happen on the dates which you decide or you think. It will come suddenly. And when it will come, if you aren't prepared, the last smriti, the last remembrance would decide your future journey. So what it would be like? The end times would be very, very unpredictable, uncertain. There would be an atmosphere of fear in the air. If the effort is not made now, if we don't have that long-standing habit, sanskar, of staying stable, the result would be disastrous. A time will come. Baba has said that wars would happen. There would be natural calamities, there would be nuclear war and civil war. Which is most dangerous out of the three? Nuclear or natural calamities? All three, no. Which is most gruesome, which is more horrible, which is more painful, deadly? Natural calamities, there is, you accept. There is no anger as such, because everybody is suffering. The suffering has not been caused by humans. Anger is there, but it is towards nature. So it's a different sort of anger. Nuclear war, what you can do? The bomb is falling upon you. Whom you are going to blame? Everybody is wiped out. Thousands and lakhs. In a second. There is no time to blame. There is no time to begin the blame game. But which is the most costly, most dangerous? Here, when there are civil wars, two vices come up, which do not come up here. Violence and lust. When there are civil wars, anger, extreme anger, massacre, people kill each other. There would be bloodbath, rivers of blood flowing around. Weapons are used. There is fear, consternation. There is so much insecurity in the air. This is most dangerous. There would be a feeling of revenge. People take up swords and weapons to avenge the deaths. There would be molestations. There would be loot, robbery, arson. These things are more common here than your nuclear war and your natural calamities. One vice come out, that is greed and attachment. Greed, selfishness. These are the vices that came out, they come out during natural calamities. That is still okay. But these are very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. People fighting on the street. Noises. There would be cries and shrieks. People are in pain and suffering. And shouting and groaning and moaning. Unbearable. Pathetic. Mind-shattering. Psychologically disturbing. The effects are far-reaching. The memories are painful. People have not forgotten the memories of the civil wars they had faced, they had experienced in the past. So this is going to be a very dangerous thing. And Baba has given warning about this multiple times. This is going to happen. So end times are going to come. Earlier, only Brahma Kumaris were blamed that you only keep on talking about destruction. But now, if you see, everyone talks about it, especially science. There are black holes created on the surface, in the atmosphere. Sun rays are entering unfiltered on the surface of the earth. The oxygen level is going down. The snow will melt. Anytime there can be an alien attack. The methane sea belt on the surface of the oceans, super volcanoes, environmental pollution, so many things are there. All these things would lead to the great destruction. So when such a disturbance or upheaval is happening outside, how to remain stable? That's the question. This is going to happen. If you narrate just in India, about the 10 most painful events. People still shudder with fear. Just a thought causes fear. Whether it is 2008 bombing, whether it is parliament attack, anything you can take, 84 riots, partition, anything, wars, civil wars, so many things. Emergency, 77. Everything of this sort, whatever that has happened, Bhopal gas tragedy, these are some of the painful events. Even whilst remembering them, people, this is very gruesome memories associated with these things. But Baba says this is nothing. A time will come when there would be rain of destruction. Vinash ki varsha. Mountains of sorrow would fall upon you. And then the mountains of happiness would be raised in golden age. But first, mountains of sorrow, suffering, disturbance. There is a great text, Mahabharata, which describes 17 signs of end of Kali Yuga. Politics would be without principles. You know what is the difference between the politics of golden age, silver age and the copper age? There was a time there was only central administration. Now the administration has been distributed. There was one king and he would take all the decision for India. Now it's not like that. Now there is a president, there is a prime minister, and every state has got one chief minister. So there are so many posts created. And every political post gives you power. Here there is no such things. One person takes the decision. So there is nothing, no question of partition. That's the difference. So politics will be without principle. When such a thing happens, anytime anybody can deceive you. There are no political parties in golden age. There are no elections. There are no traitors, group changes. But since the start of copper age, everything changed. Corruption entered, skootaniti, which was not there here. It was a very gradual change. If you study the history of India, how things have changed one after another. If you study any dynasty, Maurya dynasty, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and then the last, his prime minister only killed him and he became king. And the new dynasty started, Gupta dynasty. That is Gupta dynasty started. Then it goes on for some time. Then one of the ministers would kill so that he becomes king. So the new dynasty starts. So this, and then they have a desire to take more and more land. So wars, they say that in last 2500 years, 15,000 major wars have been fought. 15,000. And when wars are fought, they are not just restricted to soldiers. Even civilians are affected by the wars. The World War I, World War II, if you see, so many things happen and so many people were killed. But then some countries like Germany think that a lot of injustice have been done on them. And they want to avenge that injustice. Germany was held responsible for the World War I. So many restrictions were made in their country, and that's why when Hitler came to power, he wanted to take revenge. And he blamed it on all the Jews. They are the weaker sects. They should be destroyed. And the first invasion on Poland and the beginning of the World War II, 1st September 1939. So there is a lust for power. Lust for power. Everybody wants to become more powerful. So when such a thing happens, know that world end time is near. The politics would be there, but it would be without principle. Second, love will be without law. Law would be without love. Law is there, but there is no law. Then Mahabharata says, business would be there, but no ethics. No ethics. It is just a money-making business. There would be deterioration in each and everything in life. And you can see that now. So Baba says, don't have much expectation from this world. This is Kali Yuga. Don't expect people would be honest. Don't expect that people would be true, loyal to you. The deception is in the air. Then physical pleasures will be indulged in to the extreme. The only method of pleasure is sensual pleasure. If you see today's media, everything is just filled with two things. Violence and lust. Nothing else. Then people love. If these two things are not there, people don't love. Such movies become flop. If they are based on some real life event, which is a deep spirituality, philosophy hidden, people don't love. People love violence, people love lust and comedies. That's what they want. They give you some temporary forgetfulness about your sorrow and suffering. That's it. When such a thing is happening, you know that this is end time. There would be no respect for seniors or love for juniors. Science will be used for the destruction of humanity. Science would be there, but it will be used for destruction. Irreligiousness will go under the name of religion. People would call themselves religious. But if you study the history of the world history, who fought the maximum battles? Religious people? Or non-religious people. Those who are science fought maximum battles. The people who have faith in God, or people who did not have faith in God. Those who did not have any faith in God, those atheists, they were unconcerned. They have no business with all these things. The maximum battles have been fought by theists, not by atheists. The maximum battles have been fought for in the name of religion. With the sword in hand. You do this, otherwise you are killed. Accept this, our religious scripture. Otherwise you will be killed. So this is a sign. Bhakti will be filled with blind faith and devotion. There is a huge spiritual bazaar in the world. And Gurudam. And every now and then a new guru surfaces. And not just surfaces, so many followers. And one day, then somebody knows that he is not the real guru, They said that we have no relation with him. We never were his devotees. If you go and tell, I heard that you were a devotee of that guru who is in jail now. He said, never, I was never. I was just sitting one day, I had gone. Somebody had told me, that's why I had gone. Otherwise, I had no business with him. And suppose somebody is considered great guru and great man and he dies and the whole world is mourning for him. You say that I was his disciple. I have many memories. See my photo with him. But if he's a controversial person, then you want to distance yourself from him. Bodily fashions will be taken to the extreme. This is the sign of Kali Yuga. The people will decorate their bodies. Bodily fashion, fats. This would be extreme. A time will come, you will not know whether it is male or female. Very difficult. Edible items will be sold in small packets. Milk will be sold in bottles. Unmarried girls will choose their own husbands. Families would become dysfunctional and will not carry out their responsibilities. These are the signs of end times. There will be no purity between brothers and sisters, mothers and sons, father and daughter. Everyone will become impure. So there will occur a sense of spiritual lassitude, a laziness in values. There would be a state of total moral depravity. Irreligiousness would gain hand. Such a time is going to come. Human beings will eat human beings. Man eating. Everything they eat. There is hardly anything on this earth which people have not eaten. They eat anything. Everything. Right from cockroaches to snakes. Everything they eat. And you become what you eat. What is the reason for war? War is going on. Two terrorists are sitting and eating fruits. Can you imagine that? Not possible. Every day. All the time. The ecosystem has been disturbed by cooking. What you put in the system, the same thoughts are generated. Intense thought. Fiery thoughts. Whatever you eat, the same thing go in the environment. In fact, war is the result of cooking. There's a great theory behind this, you can go and read. Untimely death will result in wandering spirits. What will happen in the end of Kali Yuga? Untimely deaths. This was never the case in Golden Age. That's why in Ramayana they show that in the kingdom of Ram, when Brahmin brings his 10-year-old child and says to Rama, see this, what has happened in your kingdom, my child has died. Somebody must have committed some crime. Otherwise, it is not possible to have untimely death. So Rama goes out to search what is the sin that is happening in this country, and he finds out a Shudra is reading scriptures, and that Shudra was punished. So many people who are against Ramayana, they quote this incidence, that this was the first injustice. But according to their times, that was justice. Because of his reading scriptures, Vedas, there was untimely death. A Shudra has no right to do that. Castes were divided. Manusmriti divides castes. And when it was written? At the beginning of the Copper Age. Many changes happened. There were divisions in the land. In the Golden Age, there were no divisions in the land. Anger entered. Kop. That's why Kopa Bhavan were created. In Copper Age. In Golden Age, there were no Kopa Bhavan. Kopa Bhavan is what? Kop is anger. So when the queen is angry, she goes inside the Kop Bhavan. And the king will go on his knees, buttering her. Please come, what do you want? Okay, I will give you this. I am ready to send this one of my sons, and I will make your son as king. So these Kop Bhavan system was not there in Golden Age. They were created at the beginning of the Copper Age because there was Kop. There was anger. The vices. And prakop. And the last, they say the weather and the seasons will be unpredictable. You cannot predict. Anytime rain, anytime heat, summer. There is no timetable. In Golden Age, such things were never there. We cannot say suddenly there would be rains. Anything can have happened anytime. Because the nature, the five elements are angry. Because you have disturbed their sanctity. So Baba says, this is the 17 signs of Kali Yuga. given in Mahabharata. So these things, everything we are witnessing now is happening now. So now it's a high time to make yourself strong, powerful. Create the wall of security of yoga around you. Then only you can remain stable in such end times. Om Shanti.